The hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state, embedded with the hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
Yeah, boy.
Morning, Trey. How you doing, buddy?
What's up? How are you, Baz?
Doing good. Great to be back. You know, it just hit me before we dive into basketball. I need to mention, I haven't done it. It was on my notes to do it, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Maybe we'll do it later after Trey. We'll let Trey go. Lost one of the great all-time Razorbacks in Billy Ray Smith, one of my teammates, yeah. One of the, I think, only four or five guys in the history of the program to be two-time All-American. Lost him over the weekend. That was a big news story just because he was so young, and for a lot of people, he was, you know, for a lot of these, if you're in your 40s or 50s, he was a superstar, man.
He was a
bad man, and he was very honored to share a huddle with him. I started in 82 as a sophomore when some guys got hurt, so to look in that huddle and see the great Billy Ray Smith, and he couldn't be blocked in college. He just could not be blocked, and he had a good pro career, didn't have the dominant pro career like he did in college, because they had him out on the outside in college, and they couldn't block him out there, and it sort of took that away when they moved him inside. But he's had dementia-type issues the last couple of years. I'd heard he was going downhill. I know his stepmom is here in town, and his stepsisters are here. I know that's a tough thing. You know, when I brought him into the Touchdown Club a few years ago for the Southwest Conference, yeah, by the way, Chris, we've got the video of that. We ought to share his comments there. He was funny, but I picked up on something just a little bit. I thought just something felt a little different, and that was maybe 5 years ago. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that we may get some folks on this week to talk about maybe some of my teammates who played with him, and he was just a skilled player. Of course, his dad was a beast, you know, won a Super Bowl with the Colts back in 70.
His dad.
Boxer.
One of those guys back in the day with their playing cards, they were in the air.
Yeah, where they jumped in the air.
Their playing cards were in the air, like they were flying.
Tough as nails. Yeah. And, of course, Billy Ray wasn't, even though they're from Texas, everybody was recruiting him because he was from, I think, Plano, I think, and top recruit. But his dad said, you're going to one place. So Coach Holtz was very fortunate to have that kind of legacy. Trey, we were trying
also Baz, he was a member of the College Football Hall of Fame.
That's correct, which certainly was worthy for sure. So, Trey, we tried to follow the team a couple days while we were away. It was a little difficult, but complete domination, which we expected. The two teams they played so far hadn't put up much of a fight. I think both games have been won by an average of, 35, 40 points, but a lot of great talent. I think it just shows, man, these guys, the Razorbacks have some great young talent. What's been your takeaway after two games?
A lot of defense. Even though the talent hasn't been up to the level that they're going to face in the SEC and some of the non-conference games they're going to play, they really play defense. And no matter what the score is, they're playing defense. They had 37 points off turnovers in the win against the Bahamas on Friday. 66 points in the paint against the Bahamas on Friday, and then they turn around Saturday and play Carrollton University, a team that won the Canadian Collegiate National Championship last year. They had 46 points in the paint, and Jordan Smith, the freshman, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, a triple-double in his second exhibition game.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who of all the talent, so Jordan, would you say if you ranked them, the top three, rank your top three based on just what you've seen in two games, just as far as just superstar talent, like we saw with, you know, with ACUF this past year. Who are the ones that really just, man, these guys are the top?
Well, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna say that I'm not gonna use Billy Richmond III because we know what he can do,
and
he's up there because we saw him last year. Jordan Smith, number one. I told Bill Vickery yesterday that he is worth the price of admission. If you get a chance to go to a game, pay it. Get your tickets and go watch him play. Second, I'm going to say to Jeremiah Wilkinson. Now, he got injured in the game against the Bahamas, went up for a dunk, got fouled, landed on the shoulder and side of his head on the court. They held him out for precaution the rest of the game. But he comes back and he goes 7 of 12 from the floor against Carrollton University, 5 of 9 behind the three-point line, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, had 26 points. I believe he might have been fouled on at least two or three three-point attempts where the ball didn't go in. So he got, you know, three free throws to shoot, but 26 points for him. And then I'm going to say Abdu Toure. He had 15 points against Carrollton University, and Abdu against the Bahamas. He also had double figures, had 16 points and 10 rebounds. So a double-double there. I'm going to say those three, Jordan Smith Jr., Jeremiah Wilkinson, and Abdu Toure.
What about the big man that was still on like 17 that reclassified? He should be in high school. They said he looked good. Again, competition is not the toughest.
Yeah. Caleb Origu, yeah, he looked good. He had 3 points the first game, but then he came back against Carrollton University and had 10 points to go with 6 rebounds. So 4 rebounds away from a double-double. He only played 18 minutes. And remember, he hadn't been with the team very long because he just reclassified.
Yeah. Well, do what now? I was telling the guys, should we be saying, oh, we're going to win the national championship based on what you've seen in two games? Should we just say, wait a minute now?
No.
Again, we got a lot of great talent, but this is not great competition so far. And it's a young team. And I love that Cal is coaching from like up in the stands, right? Or media area or something, right?
Well, he's sitting on a stage. So this convention center, it's got a stage, and then you've got the convention center floor. So it would kind of be like if he brought a band in to play, or if Roger went to do his trivia here inside of this convention center, and then you've got all the chairs out there. Well, that's where the court is. And on the far side, up against the wall of the other side, that's where they have the stands. And they have some courtside seating. Tickets are expensive to go to the games. I can tell you that it's $50 all day for just general admission seats. And today you get 3 games. The last couple of days you've only gotten 1 game. But those courtside seats are $150 for all day. You can sit there and watch hoops all day long if you want. But yeah, Cal's been coaching from the stage, and he didn't get up as much on Saturday against Carrollton University as he did against the Bahamas and shout instructions to some of his players. He told Abdu Toure when he got in for the first time, there was a pause in the action. You could hear him say, Abdu, shoot the ball. He wanted him to shoot instead of pass and dribble around. So Abdu took that to heart and shot the basketball.
Yeah, there's not a lot of it. It's not a big arena, so you can probably hear Cal pretty easy at certain points of the game. How many Razorback fans are there, would you guess?
Well, Cal said that they had 400 here. I don't know if it's that much, but I can tell you that it's pretty full. And there have been some people that have – I passed someone on the elevator. I was on the elevator, I believe it was Saturday, and there was a lady with a Razorback shirt on, and some guy was like, Arkansas, Razorbacks? And they're like – she was like, yeah. And he goes, she goes, well, there's basketball summer league going on, so the university, the Razorbacks, they're down here playing basketball. He goes, man, I've seen y'all shirts all over this place. Y'all travel well. And so they do. And there have been quite a few fans, and you see them when you go eat at, a restaurant or something. You see them in the casino that's here. You see them out by the pool. So they're all over.
I noticed the basketball team, if you're on social media, they were on a big yacht yesterday thanks to the 94-foot club, or 94 club is what they call it, which is obviously the length of the court, and those are the big donors that – anyway, so one of the big donors got them a big yacht for all the players to go on and some of the donors. Did I see Trey Shapp on that boat or no?
No, you did not see Trey Shapp on that boat. Baz, 94 club, national championship.
Oh, I thought maybe it had to do with the length of the court. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if that was it or not. That's interesting.
No, I was not. I was not on that yacht.
Yeah, it was interesting to see, and I love what those guys were saying. Man, this is they got off the boat. This is really a blessing, man. This is another level up. I mean, think about that, Roger. I mean, they're getting ready. They're playing basketball down in the Bahamas. They're getting paid 6 figures, some 7 figures, and they're floating for free. They get to go around on a boat and play basketball. It's a heck of a deal. Game time tonight is what time?
Game time tonight is 6 Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, back in Arkansas.
Say that one more time.
5 o'clock Central.
Okay.
Back in Arkansas. And then tomorrow they play at 11 back in Arkansas, noon here in the Bahamas.
And who is the team? It's the Flow Sports Channel. Who is the team they're playing today? What's the name?
Today, Toros de Valle, a team out of Colombia.
That's not a dude.
It sounds like a shirt or something. A clothing line.
Sounds like I heard that name in that Tom Cruise movie, Made in America.
Yeah,
sounds like a drink down that you get down in Colombia.
For sure.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I would take the Toros de Valle.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, who they play tomorrow, Trey?
Calgary University out of Canada.
Ah,
so, hey, it was kind of interesting because the first game against the Bahamas, they had a basket issue, so they didn't do the national anthems because the game was already delayed. But then before the game against Carrollton, they had the Canadian national anthem first, O Canada, and then they had the United States national anthem, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, but there were no flags inside of the convention center. So you just had to imagine the flag being there, but everybody stood. And it was kind of, you know, interesting to hear both of the national anthems.
Weird, you've got football coming together with basketball. I think the football team reports Wednesday, and just sort of a weird timing. You know, this is football season, and I was trying to think the last 5 years, Trey, you have better memory than me. Has this happened every summer, whether it's Cal or Musk? Did Musk take his group?
No, because they had not been allowed to. The NCAA did not allow that. Now, they can do it moving forward. The NCAA, you can take a summer trip every year now if you want to. So apparently, from what I've heard, Cal likes coming down here. He's brought Kentucky down here before. Obviously, first time take the Razorbacks down here. I wouldn't be surprised if Cal keeps doing something like this, whether it be the Bahamas, a foreign trip, something to where he can get his guys playing and see what they're like, because they are one of the youngest teams in college basketball. They have the number one recruiting class for the first time ever at the University of Arkansas, and he wanted to see what he had and give them some competition. And the game against the Bahamas got chippy at times, so it was good to kind of see that. But I'm telling you, I like what I see out of this team. I know the level of competition that they're playing is not very good, but they are executing and getting done what exactly they want to do so far.
Roger and Chris, did you like they've worn two uniforms, all white with like the outline of a black outline of a Razorback, and they've gone black, all black with white. Have you seen those?
I saw it.
Like those at all?
No.
You like those, Chris?
I don't care for them much.
Well, I don't mind the black.
It's just for the scrimmage games down here.
Let me just say this. When I saw the photo and it showed the player, I immediately looked at it because, you know, seeing the cover of the book and not the story. I immediately looked at it and said, oh, that's one of our players. That must be one of his high school shots. Or somewhere. I just did because it wasn't red. That's all. That's all. I don't hate anybody.
The black jerseys, the white ones looked cheap. They just look cheapy to me. They just didn't look like a very nice uniform. Like, just from a call standpoint.
Need to get a hold of Qualls?
Maybe. The black one looks a little bit better. All right, so game time today.
Hey, you know what's on there, though? You know what's on there.
What's that?
They've got that Tyson Foods patch on there.
Is it red? Oh. Is it red? Or no?
Yes, that's the only red that's on the jersey.
Oh, that is hilarious.
It is.
That's the only way you're going to keep red on there, Rogers. Tyson going, dang straight, that's going to be red. That's great. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Cardinal red, but it's the Tyson logo, you know, that's on the jersey. And it's a practice. It's not really a practice jersey, per se, the one that is reversible. I mean, and these were made just for this exhibition tournament is what I've been told.
Why, though? I'm just curious, since we brought it up.
I guess just to do something different. I mean, you don't have the SEC patches on there anywhere.
Will I wear one? Sure, I will. I'll wear one. And that's the idea, because now we'll buy more merch. Yeah. Who's going to buy the same old regular Razorback red merch? You want to buy new merch. That's what it's all about.
Trey,
I asked the players after one of the games, did you like them? Do you like those jerseys? J.J. Andrews said, hey, if it's got a hog on it, I'm rocking it.
That's
basically I don't care what color they are. As long as it's got a hog on it, I'm wearing it because, you know, you can tell he's really excited to play for the Razorbacks. And after the game today, I've already got set up. I'm going to sit down and get a couple of questions with his dad, Sean Andrews, about watching his son being in the Bahamas and watching his son and you know, the his hope for the season to be able to, how many games he gonna be able to get to? Is he gonna go to every game? Things like that with big Sean Andrews, you know. Another way. He was an All-American at Arkansas.
He was a two-time All-American. Trey, before I let you go, have you gotten out your Trey Schaap Razorback Speedo? Any on the beach down there in the Bahamas, Bahamarama?
No. I left that at home, Baz. I'm glad that you bought that off of Amazon Prime for me, but I left it at home.
Have you drank a fruity drink, if you will, down there? Have you done
yes.
that?
What? Yes. What is it? I have done that. Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. What's in the Miami Vice, Roger? Chris, what's the Miami Vice? What's
coconut?
In there?
Rum. Something with rum.
Coconut, strawberries.
How many of those did you have, Trey?
I just had one. I'm not like you, Baz.
One.
Yeah, that's what we all say when we're pulled over. Just had one, officer.
Boy, Roger, that's another thing. Did that happen while we were gone?
Tony Romo.
I think it did. What's been the latest on that? Did CBS?
Well, we haven't heard from his grandparents.
CBS has pulled him.
Oh, they did.
For the season,
he's on leave.
Roger said he had we ever back from his grandparents.
Right, that's where it was going.
He said, "I'm on my way to see my grandmother."
Touchdown Club guest?
No. Listen, it'd be my luck that we'd have had him this year because he'd have canceled.
This is the time.
He would have been great.
That's what I told you, Baz.
What's that?
I think I texted you something about boy.
Yeah.
Good thing you don't have Romo coming this year.
All right, thanks, Trey. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
But thanks to all of our fine sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute, 7:30. Don't go away.